Can you talk about sort of the spectrum of what you see and how women react to the idea of receiving adjuvant chemotherapy, particularly in these borderline situations? You know, sometimes I wonder whether or not patients almost, there's almost like a feeling of guilt that makes them want to go receive chemotherapy and the thought that, well, maybe I'll be that 1 in 100 patient who dies because I didn't receive it. And they're almost looking for permission not to get chemotherapy. What do you see in terms of the whole spectrum of how women respond to this difficult situation?
People are very different, as you can imagine. Many people come in with an idea that they don't want to take chemotherapy, and sometimes if their benefit looks like it will be substantial, it takes some convincing. Some patients, particularly young mothers, seem highly motivated to do absolutely anything and everything that they can. It's my experience, and I think many others, that being around to raise their children is such a strong motivator among young women that they will go to extraordinary lengths even for a relatively modest benefit. It is, I think, very variable from person to person.
I wonder if there are any women in your practice that you've taken care of that you could sort of briefly describe where the Oncotype DX has been helpful, either where the Oncotype maybe helped in terms of being able to avoid chemotherapy or maybe helped in terms of having the woman feel better about receiving chemotherapy.
I'm thinking of a relatively young woman in her 40s who had a node-negative, ER-positive breast cancer, maybe 1.2, 1.3 centimeters. So I talked about the Oncotype. She was interested in it, so we ordered the test, and it came back low risk. So that I suggested she take hormonal therapy alone with tamoxifen. And she seemed comfortable with that. Then went back, talked to her friends. Her friends say, well, why don't you take chemotherapy? All these other people are taking chemotherapy. You're young. You should do everything you can for yourself. So she had to come back, and it involved a relatively lengthy conversation to then go over the Oncotype and make the point that it predicted not only the outcome with hormone therapy alone, but also the magnitude of benefit with chemotherapy. And in her particular situation, it looked like the chemotherapy would be of very little, if any, benefit. And with that, she was comfortable. But it just shows that when patients go out, they talk to their friends, and it raises more questions in their mind, which I think is healthy, but it's a tough decision.
That's interesting. What was her lifestyle situation? Who was in her family? Was she working?
She was working. She was married. She lived a ways away, probably an hour and a half away, so the chemotherapy, if she was going to get it from me, would have been a bit of a difficulty, but I don't think that was a deciding factor at all.